Petersfield's Shine Radio.
In Petersfield's local news, the rain didn't stop everyone enjoying the opening of Bramshaw Open Gardens. Hair and body products developed in Petersfield are about to hit the local shelves. Disagreements over the future of Petersfield's Festival Hall led to a town councillor's resignation, and stock is running a little low at Petersfield Food Bank. Are you able to help? I'll have details on all those Petersfield stories and how you can help the food bank after the national and world news.
Serving the Petersphere with a brighter mix of great music and local information. This is Petersfield's Shine Radio.
Rishi Sunak has said that with inflation back under control, it is his moral mission to slash taxes as he continued his tax war on Labour. The Prime Minister is banking on inflation falling back to the Bank of England's 2% target when official figures are released on Wednesday. A third company has now recalled a product due to possible E. coli contamination. Food manufacturer This has issued a recall notice to customers over its vegan chicken and bacon wrap as a precautionary measure. Chief Medical Officer at Primary Care, Dr. Niaz Khan, advises at-risk people to be cautious.
So sepsis is a real risk with these infections, and vulnerable people are particularly prone to those particular episodes. If there are any people who are vulnerable, if they've got medical conditions and they're feeling unwell, they've got to really get in touch with their GP.
The mother of Stephen Lawrence is disappointed and angry at an upheld decision not to charge four officers involved in the investigation into her son's murder. Baroness Doreen Lawrence said the decision marked a new low in how her family has been treated by the criminal justice system. The original police investigation into Stephen's murder by a gang of racists in 1993 was marred by institutional racism in the Met, incompetence and alleged corruption. Sexual harassment and sexism is rife in schools, according to a new report. Unison said its study showed that 1 in 10 female support staff in secondary schools revealed they have been sexually harassed, mainly by male pupils but also by male colleagues. Mike Short from Unison says children need to be told what behaviours are unacceptable.
It's important to talk to children, ask them what they think about what they're seeing, but fundamentally, they need to be talking to them about what the red lines are and how such behaviours are not appropriate, and certainly behaviours which are sort of in relation to other people.
And Andy Murray made a winning start to his Queen's Club farewell with a milestone victory over Alexei Poprin. The 37-year-old played the 1,000th match of his career. That's the latest from Radio News Hub. I'm Grace McIntosh.
Petersfield's local news.
I'm Julie Butler at Petersfield Shine Radio. The rain didn't stop everyone enjoying the opening of Bramshaw Open Gardens. Last weekend, 20 private gardens in Bramshaw opened their gardens to visitors, all in the aid of local good causes. Bramshaw Open Gardens, affectionately known as BOG, is held every 2 years. In 2022, over £20,000 was raised. We spoke to Sandy Totsvik, a well-known author, broadcaster and comedian, who officially opened the event.
My lack of knowledge about gardening is sort of breathtaking, but what I love is that it's not necessarily all to be found in books. It is to be found right in front of you when you go and see, particularly the way two plants might coexist. I've got some particular problems that I need to deal with in the garden. I need plants that are good in the shade or plants that are good in wet soil, so those are questions I'd be asking. But mostly, it's good for us. Even if we're not gardeners, it's good for us to be out in nature. It's good for us to be out looking at each other, having a cup of tea together, and not looking at a screen just for a change.
Hair and body products developed in Petersfield are about to hit the local shelves. It's thought to be the first time a product range has been created specifically for a Petersfield salon. Karina Swan runs the Dandy Cat.
Well, very excited. It's been about 6 months in the making and we're finally getting our own product line in. So we're starting off with some hair products and we'll be moving on to sort of fragrance and beard products later on in the year. Environmentally friendly products and sustainability is actually really important to us and actually part of the soul of our brand. So we've got five hair products, and they are all vegan, natural, environmentally friendly, work brilliantly, most importantly, and everything is recyclable as well.
Disagreements over the future of Petersfield's Festival Hall led to a town councillor's resignation. That's the claim being made by David Petchy, who stepped down after a committee he chaired was dissolved. Mr. Petchy only served 1 year on the council. He says the council simply doesn't have the skills to make the Festival Hall project work.
It's a major project. The cost looks like escalating to over 20 million, and there isn't anybody within either the councillors or the officers who have any experience whatsoever of running a building project. So they're very much in the thrall of the consultants that they're using, the architects, quantity surveyors, structural engineers. We will see where things go with the project, but I think it's worth trying to bring to people's attention, because otherwise, I think, of a worst case, the town council could be bankrupted by such a project if it goes completely wrong.
Well, we've asked the council to respond to that view, and we will let you know what it says. And stock is running a little low at Petersfield Food Bank. Are you able to help? Here's Joe Gray to let you know what is needed.
This week, there's a shortage of biscuits, both sweet and savoury variety. They're also in need of the regular staples of tinned soup and fruit, and, of course, the ever popular pasta sauces. Something sweet for your toast, consider popping along with any jars of jam or marmalade. And finally, to keep up with the weekly laundry, any washing, powder or washing liquid, either will be absolutely fine. If you can donate, then please pop along to the Petersfield Methodist Church on Station Road this morning or Monday morning. The volunteers will be delighted to see you. And if you can't do that, you can also take donations to any of the other Petersfield churches or the drop boxes you'll find in Petersfield supermarket.
Petersfield's weather with Hector's, where gentlemen and now ladies can step out in style, whatever the weather.
This is Leo with your Wednesday weather around the Petersphere. Sun rises at 10 to 5 and the day may start cloudy, but the clouds will clear. Expect some sunny intervals from mid-morning and clear sunshine in the evening. UV levels and pollen levels are recording high. Temperatures in the middle of the day may reach 21 degrees. Winds from the northeast switching to southeasterly in the evening. The strongest gusts of 20 miles per hour are in the morning. After sunset at 21:21, temperatures will drop to 10 degrees overnight. High of tides at Portsmouth at 10:37 a.m. and 10:52 in the evening. Thursday's outlook sunny.
Travel news. Driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre.
The Bedford Road continues to have the two-way lights in place today, as does Winton Road. That's while South East Water carry out works. Pocock's Lane in Hawkley has multiway lights in place today as well. Greenway Lane in Berriton, work continues there. And on the A3, slip road closures are back in force tonight. That's from 9 p.m. at Sheet. That's it though. If I'm not saying what you're seeing, you can always phone or WhatsApp me on Petersfield 555 500, or email team at shineradio.uk.
Travel news from across the Petersphere is driven by Petersfield Used Car Centre on the Winchester Road in Strood. Songs that shine forever.
I'm so in love with you.
Oh, no, no. And the brightest tunes of today. Great music and local information. Only from Petersfield's Shine Radio.